Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Hei. As we finish up and do the last part of the second parak, and Be'ezus Hashem start the third parak, we are on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, relating to the issues of Lo Sa'asun Iti. We spoke about all the different images that are not allowed to be made, 3D images, flat images, and by the end of the sugya, after all the dust cleared, it seemed like there was a lot that was included. Now, when it comes to animals and the like, it seems to me that's all mutter. It's no issues of animals. But regarding malachim and regarding sun and moon and stars and regarding people, so there seems to be an isser. And the Rishonim here and in Masechet Avodah Zarah discuss what is exactly included in the isser. It doesn't have to be bolet. Does it have to be sticking out? Can it be even shakua? That is discussion here in Tosfos. Just for example, Tosfos in the Ha Rabbi Gamliel, which we didn't even get to that Gemara yet, Tosfos quotes that regarding the moon, there is no chilik between bolate and eno bolate. So it all depends. We've shown him have different discussions how to fit everything together. So let's first finish the Gemara, and then maybe we'll read some of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. So says the Gemara. We are a couple of lines up. Shani Rabbi Gamliel da Achirim Asulo. So that we did, again, a couple of... Actually, we got into the first wide line. So we just discussed the issue of bolet is worse, right? If somebody has a signet ring, to walk around with it is a problem, but to use it is not a problem, because it's going to end up leaving the opposite surface, shakua. And the Gemara said from there that we're worried. If you walk around with this bolet ring, if this sticking out ring, so then people would be worried about chshad, about people seeing you with this, and they would be choshed your behavior. So the Gemara now says, "Umi chashina l'chshada." Are we choshesh? Do we have such a worry? V'ha hibe k'nishta the shafi yasev ben arda. We have the shul in Naharda, one of the Torah centers in Bavel. Shmuel was the leader of Naharda. The shafi yasev. What is the shafi yasev? So either Rashi says that's the name of a place. Shafi yasev was a place in Naharda. Or Shafi Yasif means that, fascinatingly, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, right, Rashi quotes this, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Yechanya and those who went with him took pieces of the Beis HaMikdash to use it to build with. And they built a shul in Bavel with pieces as a zecher. That's V'yesh Potrin, Rashi says. Shechazar Charev V'chazar V'nivne V'tamir Aizah Shechino Misu Yesham V'yechanya V'galuso Ban'uhu Shenasu Imahem Me'avne Yerushalayim V'aleim Namer Kiratzo Avadechaz Avadeha. Right, something special about the stones. That's the same pasuk used at the end of Ksupas, describing the Amorim. They used to roll around in the dust. And the stones, they used to fix the streets of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the 2 days. What type of shul we're talking about in Naharda? So it was a shul in Naharda. Tavi Bandarta, there was a statue there. Vavi Aili Rav Shmuel, Vavuad Shmuel, Valevi Umatli Asam, Valochai Shilchshada, there was a statue in the vicinity. Rashi says, Tselem Dmus Hamelech, a statue of the king. And they used the shul and they weren't worried about chshad. They weren't worried about people thinking that, oh, right, is that any less problematic than walking around with a signet ring that's sticking out? Right, they have this big statue in front of the shul. So our answer is Raibim Shiny. It's a different when a lot of people are doing something. When one person is doing something, okay, you might have to have a little worry. If a lot of people are doing it, the whole Tzibur, we're not Choshe the whole Tzibur. We're not Choshe the whole Tzibur, and therefore, interesting. So this Maris Ayin only applies by individuals. Maris Ayin, that's what the Gemara seems to say. Does it apply by a whole group? So if you have a whole group of people that have to use the bathroom to go into a certain restaurant, so the whole group maybe is allowed to go in. One person, wear the yarmulke, wear the hat, not wear it. Right, so that's the Rabim Shiny. That's what the Gemara here says. I v'ha Rabbi Gamliel Yachid who. Rabbi Gamliel was a Yachid, right? And we don't have any worry. He had all of these tsuros in his attic. Kiva, the Nasi who Shrichi Rabim Gabe. Three answers. Number one, since he was the Nasi, it was very busy. It's a very busy room and area, and therefore there is no worry. Pictures were ones, or his 3D images were ones that were put together. It wasn't like one piece, and that made it better. Final answer, Lislav made Avad. He didn't make it to have in the house. He made it in order to use for Kiddush HaChodesh. He made it to show the Eidim. Did it look like this? Did it look like that? With Tzarech Mitzvah. and therefore it was okay. V'hak v'ksiv l'osil marlasos avalata lamad l'havinu l'haros, to understand and to teach, then one would be able to. I didn't quote the story, but last week I had the schluss of going to Rav Zilberstein. So one of the Chashuki Chemet. So one of the questions that I brought along to ask is that one of the members of our shul is an architect, and he makes these types of images, 3D images. He has a 3D printer, 3D images. And he happens to be a coach of one of the little kids' baseball teams. He wanted to give them a trophy at the end of the year with their image as the figure on the trophy. That would be an unbelievable. Put your skin in the face. So I brought him a couple of them to ask. So he looks at it, and he goes through each and every one. It was unbelievable. He says, this one's ear is not perfect. It's mutter. This one's finger is not perfect. It's mutter. Every one of it wasn't a perfect image. So I said, at the end of all of them, the dust cleared. I'm like, so it's mutter? He says, it's not asur daraisa. It's not asur darabanan. But it's a lo yafeh. Lo yafeh, meaning it smacks of being close to lo sasel l'chapesel, or it's a lo yafeh for another reason. So I pushed. I said, okay, how can you make it yafeh? How is there a way to make it? He says, what do you have to give him images of this? He says, make him images of the Kohen Gadol. Give him all figures of the Kohen Gadol. Meaning, and not to make them perfectly, meaning the lo yafeh element was that, is this the present and what we want to give our children? So he says, once you're doing it already, even if you get out of the, it's not a perfect image, it doesn't have a nose, like they used to knock off the noses of the dolls. Make it an image of the Kohen Gadol. I don't know if that's Lemaisa what the kids would want, but that's how we have to try to be mechanic. That was his answer. But again, that's similar to the Lehislamit Avad. It's for a reason to teach, for educational purposes. So that's what he was saying, Mistama, that for educational purposes, that would be, it would be okay, but as long as it's not a perfect image. This was saying even a perfect image of, let's say, the sun and the moon and the stars would be okay with Islamate. This was one level down. Again, as we said, this is all discussed in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph here in Yerodea. Dinat Slamim Bahatsuros Shalavodes Kochavim. Right, Slamim and Tsuros of Avodah Zarah. So this Simon has all of them. Hamotzei, what if you find Tsuros like this? Do you have to assume that they might have been worshipped or not? That's Gemara's elsewhere. That's not here. But says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Dalet, Aser Letzayer Tsuros Shebemador Shechina, Kigon Dalet Panim Bahadi Adadi. That's what we just said. Right, yesterday's daf. You can't make a Tsura of all four images of the Kisei HaKavod. V'chein Tsuros Srafim V'fanim Malachei Sharis. V'chein Tsuras Adam Levado. That was the next line of the Gemara. It's all from the Gemara. Tzuras Adam Levado also is Aser. Aser Lasosim Afilu Heim Lenoi. Even if they're just for beauty. V'movi Kochavim Asamlo Aser Lasosim. And if Ovid Kochavim made them, in certain cases, Aser Lasosim, right, Mishum Chshad, says the Shulchan Aruch. Miyu, Emotzi Osam, if you find them, what are you allowed to do? And then he says, Bamedra Amurim Biboletes, Ava Bishoka'as. But those that are not out, they don't stick it out. Ka'osem she'orgim bebeged. You have something that is woven into a material. V'shemitzayrim bekosel besamanim, that are painted on. You have a mural. Mutter la'asosam, that you're allowed to make murals where they're not bolate. Here he's talking about the Malachei Shareis and Adam. As long as it's not bolate. V'levana v'kochavim asur bein boletes bein shoka'as. But sun and the moon and the stars, even that Tosfos, right? That's what we just saw. That Tosfos, our Tosfos, even if it's shokas, v'im hei l'islami lahavim la'aros kulan mutaras afilu boletas v'ish matirin b'shal rabim delekech shada. And some say shal rabim, there is no shad. It's all based on our Gemara how to understand. But again, it's interesting that the sun and the moon and the stars and all those constellations are more chamor, according to the Shulchan Aruch, than let's say Adam and the Malachim, which are only asur when they are bolate. Again, there is a heter of certain items where the blita, not to make it, but to have it, where there's no issue of chshad. That's why, bisman hazeh, why do most people don't knock off, you know, the ear or the nose of a doll? Because it's known as a dover mevuzah. It's a doll. Kids like drag this on the floor. You know, they stuff it to different places under the bed. So it's known that nobody's gonna, there's no even issue of chshad, and a person didn't make it. Same thing with money, coins. Right? Certain coins have a person that's bolate. Abraham Lincoln, whatever, and whoever it is on the coin. So the answer, it's not usher to have those coins, maybe also to make those coins, but to have those coins, because again, it's like a dover mevuzah. Yeah, we worship money, but not in that way. Right? We're not gonna bow down to money, but you know, many of us have the problems of other types of worshiping. Anyway, that's the Gemara. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues to see him later. Tsuros habehemos, chayos, ofos, dogim, tsuros ilanos, vidishaim, lo Animals and trees, no problem. No problem. Right, the Taz talks about, sometimes you have the old-fashioned machzarim that have, by Tal and Geshem, you have these surahs of the constellations. So the Taz, 400 years ago they had them in the machzarim. So he says, I'm not so sure if they're so right, deficient, everything, that's fine. But if you have the constellations, all the other types of surahs are a problem. And then the last sif in this simon is with the earlier Gemara from yesterday. Not making the items that look like items in the base of Mikdash. Lo yaseh bayis tavnes heichal, kishir gavo va'arko v'rachpo, achsadra tavnes ulam, chasra tavnes azara, shulcha tavnes shulcha, menorah tavnes menorah. Well, all this, you can make it 5, 6, 8, but not 7. Even other metals, afilo belogvim, kaftorim, uprachim, afilo enigavo yudchas tvachim. Right? As long as it will be okay, be the evidence of a menorah, so then one will be usher to make. But again, that's all. Kufmem Aleph in Yaradeya, everything you want to know about different suros that are usher to be made.
What about wood?
Wood. So that's a question in the Pisachei Tshuva. Whether wood, that's the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like, oh, they didn't even make it wood in those days. But that's a Shiloh. Whether it could be wood, can wood, you could be Yosef with wood be the Evet, or do you say, even if you couldn't, if it looks like it? That's the Tvo Shor and the Bechor Shor discussed that in the Pisachei Tshuva. One final point related to the Sugya. So the question is, what about the Machon HaMikdash in the Old City? So they're making that L'shem to use there. They're not making that for themselves. So they're making this for the base of HaMikdash. So the Heter for them, according to the poskim that they follow, is that they're making it for the base of HaMikdash. Okay. Says the Chashuk Yechemet, once we're on the topic. Just one shayla, and then we'll get into the next Mishnah. Sheila, Maisa B'chaburas Kohanim. There was a group of Kohanim that were learning Kachim, like the Chavetz Chaim encourages that all the Kohanim should learn Kachim. And when they got to certain parts of Kachim, Nituah, Cheshet, Va'olah, they said, you know what? Let's get an animal. So they got an animal, and they had it shefted properly. And they got, obviously, a Bucky Shochet. And they said, okay, now let's do some of the Avodas, just to practice. We want to be ready. Maybe you better base a Mikdash. They wanted to do Halacha, Zrika, not Mamish, them building a Mizbeach. But they wanted to practice. And the question is, one of the members of the Chabura says, nah, this is Nirik and Kachim Bachutz. If we can't even point to the meat on our table at the Seder, because Nirik and Kachim, we can't go through the motions here. You know, with the actual blood and the hefshit. So, is that a problem? So, Rav Zilberstein says, Rosh Hashanah Chavdal and Beis, Berabim Ein Chshad. Right, when it comes to my own personal Seder table, I point to it, okay, there's a worry. Nirik and Kachim Bachutz, Kemaktish Kachim Bachutz. But what does our Gemara say? Berabim Ein Chshad. Ein Chshad, what is the story? Shmuel and Levi and Abu the Shmuel. They went into the shul with a statue there, and there was no problem. And therefore, he says, there wouldn't be any Chshash in this case by the group of Kohanim that are getting ready. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Maisa, Shabo Shnayim. The Amru Ra'inuhu Shachris B'Mizrach V'Aris B'Mayrif. We saw the moon Shachris in the east and Arvis in the west. So what is that talking about? Rashi says we saw the old moon. Right? Sometimes the moon is visible even in the morning. So we saw it in the morning in the east, the old moon, and we saw it in the west at night. Amru Rav Yochanan Benuri Edei Shekerheim. These are false witnesses. Why? Rashi quotes two days here. Either it's based on what we said earlier back on Daf Chaf, on the time zone Daf, but remember according to Rashi, it wasn't about the time zone. Rashi says, based on that Gemara, if you remember, there's a 24-hour period where it's not visible at all. Machlokas, 6 and 18. Where's the 6? Where's the 18? Bavel, Eretz Yisrael. So 24 hours you can't see it, so it's impossible that you saw the old one in the morning and the new one at night hasn't been 24 hours. That's why Rabbi Yochanan Benuri called them Edei Sheker. The other pshat that is Rashi quotes, Venero Lee on the second skinny line, after arguing with this pshat, he says, Libi Nokfi. I don't like that pshat based on the line that Gemara is going to use to explain this machlokes. Rashi says, no, it's all talking about the Chadasha. The Chadasha, they saw the new one in the morning, and then they didn't see it at night. Right? Ala Chadasha Heidu. Right? They would say Chadasha. Oh, I'm sorry, that's going to be the next one. I jumped the gun. They saw the new one, the same new one, on one side of the sky in the morning, and on the other side of the sky at night. And the Rabbi Yochanan Benuri says it's impossible that it moved so quickly. Eidei Sheker, it couldn't have moved across the horizon in such a hurried manner. And Kishabo Liyavne Kiblon Rabbi Gamliel. When it came to Yavner, Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, though, was Mekabel them. That was Mekabel them. So I've seen the Gemara. So what? He relied on Edi Sheker. He didn't think they were Sheker. The Gemara does not say a word. We'll see. Or maybe it does. Va'od ba'u shnayim va'amru ra'inuhu bismano. The Gemara does talk about that one, but we'll see what it says about the second one. Ra'inuhu bismano. Two Edom come and say, we saw the moon. Bismano. Meaning on the, in its time. Meaning, let's say, on day 30. Ubalel iburo lo nira. Lel iburo, which we had earlier in the Masechta, means the following night. The night of, that it can be mu'ubar. The following night, we didn't see it. So we saw it, and then we didn't see it. The Kiblin, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel was Makabal them. He was Makabal them. Amar Bidosa ben Hurkinus, Edi Sheker him. How could you be Makabal them? They're Edi Sheker. They saw that they didn't see it? Obviously they're lying. Heich me'idin al isha sheyolda, ulamachar kresa beishinel. How could you be mad about a woman who gives birth, and then the next day she's pregnant? Meaning it's opposite order. How could you say you saw the moon, and then you didn't see the moon? That doesn't make sense. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, roe ani istavarecha. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, I agree with you. I agree with you. So before we get to the well-known continuation of the Mishnah, let's stop there for a minute. So what was this machlokas? Rabbi Gamliel said that it's, they're okay, and the Rabbi Dosa said, Eide Sheker, hey. So isn't it Eide Sheker? Right? What happened to Eide Sheker? Right? They saw that they didn't see it. So says the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos, what's the problem? So it was cloudy the second night. It was cloudy. What's the problem? Fine, wonderful. That explains Rabbi Gamliel. But now go back to Rabbi Dosa. So how can he call them Edei Sheker? What? It can't be, says the Radvaz in the Tshuva. It can't be that, oh, it was cloudy, that's why it was covered up. Because Rabbi Dosa wouldn't have called them Edei Sheker, number one. Number two, says the Radvaz, I'm bothered, we'll get to this also in the Arach Laner, I'm bothered that the Gemara doesn't really go into explaining this machlokas. The Gemara is going to have one line explaining the first machlokas about it being on one side and then going to the other side. The Gemara doesn't say a word about the second machlokas. Says the Radvaz. Aval Masha, he quotes the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos that it was cloudy. Aval Masha Kasav Harav Kashali Im Yesh Siba Kagon Arafel O Chulshas Haraus Heichi Gamru Omer Rabbi Dosa Rabbi Yeshua Shemedi Sheker Eich Me'idin Sheyoldo Machu Kresa Ben Shineha V'doma Ein Lo Keres Ben Shineha. You have to see the machlokes is a case where there was no reason for the moon to be covered up the following night. So what's the machlokes about? So it has to be Rabbi Dosa's right, says the Radvaz. This is Tshuva 2233. If you want to look it up. Says the Radvaz, really, Yesh Lafarish, Kivin Shabo Edim Sharu Bismano. The Edim came, said, and they saw it. Rabbi Gamliel was Makabel them, and it was Makadish the Chodesh, even though they didn't see it the following night. You might say they're Edi Sheker, but you know what? Once Rabbi Gamliel did it, it's finished. It's finished. He accepted their testimony, and Lomit Vatzlinan Kedushe de Afilu Mutim Have Makudesh, as we're going to see soon. Even if Bezalel will make a mistake. It still works. Ubishlama, fine, it says the Radvaz. In case number one, what happened? First, the Edom came to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And then they went to Rabbi Gamliel. That's where the Gemara has to give an explanation. Because if you went to somebody else first, and he already said Edi Sheker, so then how did the Rabbi Gamliel then accept them? But, Bishlama, Gabi Uvda Kamaisa, Shebo, Edom, Tchila, Eitzel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Vamar Edi Sheker, Heim, Viachagach, Bol, Fei, Rabbi Gamliel, Vikimlam, Hutzrach, Lavar, Tabish, Rabbi Gamliel, Amo, Be'uvda, Bas Raisa, Kivan, Shabo, Tchila, Eitzel, Rabbi Gamliel, Vikimlam, Kedin, Lo, Hutzrach, Lazis, Tamar, Gamliel. They didn't have to give a reason. Tikiva, the Kimlam, Vikid, this is the Chodmash, Asa, Asui, even if it was a mistake. So you want to say, oh, you thought it was a mistake? So Rabbi Gamliel did it anyway. He said they saw it, so there's a chash of a problem here. It's okay, Rabbi Gamliel wasn't worried about it, and he was the Nasi, so he was able to do it. So that's why the Gemara only explains case number one, where it became known, the chash sheker, before he came to the Nasi, versus case number two. Okay, either way, that explains that line. Back to the story, though. Again, one of the more well-known stories in all of Mishnayos, really. Says the Rabbi Yeshua, the personalities here are important. Rabbi Yeshua says, I agree with Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel gets wind of that. He hears about what Rabbi Yeshua says. Gozrani alecha. Question we'll have to deal with is, why did he only get upset with Rabbi Yeshua, who agreed with Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, and not with Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus himself? So, he only sends a letter to Rabbi Yeshua. Gozreni alecha, I decree on you, shetavo etzli b'makelcha u'b'ma'usecha b'yomakipurim shachalios b'cheshbonecha. Whoa. You, I declare, I decree, I'm the Nasi. You must come to me on the day that you think is Yom Kippur, but I know it's not. You think it's Yom Kippur, come to me with your money belt and your walking stick. You have to do that. Halach, umatzo, Rabbi Akiva Meitzar, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva, we'll see this means, Rabbi Akiva, how Rabbi Yeshua was depressed. He was upset. Omar lo, yesh li lilmod, shakol mash azar Gamliel asui. Rabbi Yeshua, what could you do? But you know what? You're not doing anything wrong. Rabbi Gamliel's the Nasi. Whatever he declares, shene amar, eila moade Hashem mikroi, kodesh eshetikru osam. Bein bizmanan, bein shalom bizmanan. Doesn't matter. Ein li moados ela elu. This is the moed. Once he declares it, and therefore you have, okay, you can be depressed a little bit, but you have nothing to worry about. Balo eisor Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanes, and he came to Rabbi Dosa, who was the one that really said they were Edi Sheker. Omar lo, imbon anu ladun achar bez dinosho Rabbi Gamliel, if you really have any questions about Rabbi Gamliel's bezdin, which is amazing, because he was the one that made the comment. He said, I said it, but you know what? I wasn't going to go and paskin based on it. I just thought it was strange. That's after the Gemara. Why is he? How is he explaining? Rabbi Yeshua, though, the Aruch Haner explains, maybe was going to try to get people not to listen, because he really thought he was wrong. Maybe. And that's why maybe he got upset with Rabbi Yeshua, and not Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanes. So he says, if you try to question Rabbi Gamliel's Bezdin, Srichananu ladunachar kol Bezdin u'Bezdin sha'amar mimos Moshe v'anachshav. You have to question every Bezdin's authority throughout history. Or maybe they're wrong. Shene'amar v'yal Moshe v'aron nadav v'yu v'shivim v'zikvei Yisrael. They all went up. V'loma alone, this is Kabbalah Satorah, right? Shmos Perach of Dalet. Why doesn't it say the names of the 70 elders? To teach us, Shlosha, Sha'amdu, Bezdin, Al Yisrael. Every Bezdin in history, Dino Shal Moshe, is like Moshe. Right? If somebody says, oh, are you like Plony and Plony? Well, we don't even know who Plony and Plony is. Right? The 70 elders. So we're like those 70 elders, and every Bezdin has authority, and therefore, they shouldn't be questioned. And therefore, they cheered up Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva Kedaka Bakodesh, as you remember, Rabbi Akiva throughout Shas is cheering people up. Throughout Shas, that's Rabbi Akiva's attitude of optimism. That's why by the Seder they went to Bnei Brak, because he would give them optimism after the Churban Abayis, and they were all sitting there 100 years after the Churban Abayis. That's why the end of Makos, he's the one that sees the wolf on the Shu'al, on Har Abayis, and he starts laughing while they're all crying. He always has that the optimistic attitude. Always has that attitude. And here too, he's the one that's trying to cheer up Rabbi Yehoshua. Natal, and he's the one that after losing all this Talmidim, he started again. He said, I'm going to continue. Natal Maklo Uma Usabiyado. So he took, on that day, he took his walking stick and his money belt, v'holach liyavne etzor v'gamliel, b'yom shachal yom kippurim lios b'cheshbono. He went on that day, amad Rabbi Gamliel v'nashko al rosho. Rabbi Gamliel gets up and kisses him on his head. Amar lo, bo b'shalom. Which is strange, because he's supposed to say, bo l'shalom. But bo b'shalom, Rabbi v'talmidai, Rabbi b'chachma, v'talmidi shekibalt es devarai. You're my Rabbi because you're greater than me in chachma, as the Gemara will explain, and your student, that you listen to me, your student in terms of how you behave. Again, there's a lot to talk about the story. Maybe we'll just mention one or two points. Number one is, Rabbi Yeshua thought that he was wrong. So he still had to listen to him. Rabbi Yeshua was a Gavra Rabba, and he thought that Rabbi Gamliel was making a mistake. So two points. Number one, Kiddush HaChodesh might be different. Kiddush HaChodesh might be different than any other area of Halacha. There, the Beis Din has the elastic authority. Afilu Shogigin, Afilu Mezid, Afilu Mutin. So that's number one. So it might be a unique context. But even outside of that context, as we know, there is a concept called Lo Sasur. And Lo Sasur, what does the Pasuk say in Parshas Shoftim? Right, you have to listen to them. Yeminu small is the language. Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph. Rashi quotes there in Shoftim. Afilu im Omer Lacha al Yamin Shehu small o al small Shehu Yamin. Even if the person, the Sanhedrin, tells me that my right shoe is my left shoe, and vice versa, I have to listen. Says the Ramban, don't take that so literally. V'inyano afilu tachshov bilibcha. If you know what you're right is you're right, then, says the Ramban, you have to do what you think is right. Not to do it publicly, to try to get others, but you do what you're right. But what's the message of Chazal? That you think that you know what the right is the right and the left is the left. Afilu tachshov b'libcha, she'em to'im. V'adavar pashut b'einecha. Kasher ata yodeya, b'yimincha l'smolcha, tazekem mitzvasam. Even if it's clear to you, like you know the difference between your right and your left, and you think it's so clear, you still have to listen to them. V'al tomar eich ochel, hachelev agomer hazeh. How can I eat this piece of non-kosher fat? Oh, eherok ha'ish hanaki hazeh. Or kill this innocent individual. Avot tomar kach tziva osi ha'adon, ha'mitzaveh ala mitzvos, she'aseh b'chol mitzvosav, k'chol asher yoruni ha'omdim lefanav, b'makom ha'she yivchar. The Rabban is specifically talking about the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. Again, this is related, obviously, to the larger topic of what is called Bizman Hazed Das Torah. And even, once again from my Rebbe Rosenzweig, how that's spelled gives a certain hashkafa about what you think. Is it Das Torah Dalet Ayin Tuf, Da'as Torah, or Das Torah Dalet Tuf, which just means religion, more than Das Torah? That even that is a little different. But again, this is one of the major sources related to that topic. How far do you take this? How far do you take one's own wisdom and intellect in terms of Torah and having others to rely on versus if my Rebbe says something and I have to listen even if I don't understand it? But again, the source in the Torah is the Sanhedrin. V'amashmoz daitam nasan li'atorah afilu yitu v'zek. What's the example that he gives? The one example the Rabban gives there in Shoftim, v'zeh ke'inyin Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel b'yom ha'kippurim shechal li'os b'cheshbono. That's it. That's this Mishnah. This Mishnah is Lo Sasur. Even though Rabbi Yeshua thought it was Yom Kippur, Lo Sasur, he has to listen to Rabbi Gamliel. V'hutzrek b'mitzvah zo sarak adol ma'od, and we need such a mitzvah. Ki ha'Torah ni'lanu b'chsav v'yadua, because we got the Torah, and it is known. Shelo yishtavu ha'deos b'chal ha'dvarim ha'noladim. There are so many different opinions about everything. V'hine yirbu ha'machlokes. V'sa'aseh ha'Torah kametoros. V'imeni toros. V'chadach lanu ha'kosav ha'din. She'nishpa lebezon ha'kado ho'mei lefnei Hashem. Ba'makom ha'she yivchar. V'chom ha'she yomru lanu b'firish ha'Torah. We have to listen to them. Ki aldas shelohem hu nosein lohem ha'Torah. Afilu yiyabeinecha kemachlef ha'yamin b'smol. V'kol shekein she'ish v'chol lachshov she'im omer ma'yamin shu yamin. Right, you have to realize, I think they're right. This is the Ramban. The Sefer HaChinuch has a line where he extends it to Bezdin Shebechol Dar Vador. Does Lo Sasur apply on a D'oraisa level to Bati Dinim outside of Sanhedrin? The Ramban doesn't say a word. He just says it about the Sanhedrin HaGadol. The Sefer HaChinuch in Shoftim has it about Bezdin Shebechol Dar Vador. Again, Lo Sasur is a huge topic. We'll see at the end that there's more time to get into the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. But one other point I wanted to mention on the Mishnah, two other points, and that is the Gemara in Brachas quotes a follow-up to this story. Remember that Gemara in the fourth parak, Daf Chav Zayin, where, again, Machlokas Tfilas Arvis Roshus Tfilas Arvis Chova, even though this is Rosh Hashanah, this is a Brachas, the Rosh Hashanah one happened first. Why? Because here, Rabbi Gamliel again embarrasses Rabbi Yeshua, he makes him stand up for the whole Shir, after he argues on him. At the end of the Shir, the Chachamim say, forget it. Rabbi Gamliel must be removed. Right, he's too much of a takif, and they remove him. Why? The language of the Gemara is, we've had enough already. Ad kama nitzari v'nezel. How much is he going to be mitzari b'Yoshua? B'Rosh Hashanah eshtaki tzare. Rosh Hashanah last year, he pained him. B'b'choros ma'isidur b'itzalu tzare. Another story which is not here. Hachanami, and here's the third one. So forget it. What's the first one? Rosh Hashanah last year. That's this story. Rosh Hashanah, asked the Marsha here. It wasn't Rosh Hashanah, it was Yom Kippur. So why does it say B'Rosh Hashanah? It says the Arach Laner. What, the Marsha's bother? No, Rosh Hashanah, the decision was made. You see, for the Mishnah, he was in pain from Rosh Hashanah. You're right, the final straw, the final point was walking on Yom Kippur. But already from Rosh Hashanah, sorry, that was already, he was in pain that he was going to have to follow Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Right, that is the Ha'ara here of the Arach Laner. And one final point on the Mishnah, and that is, the Noda B'Yehuda has a comment. There is a major Lamdish Sugya called Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Yisura. When I say something is usur to me, even though there aren't two witnesses to testify to it, but I have to treat it like an isur. If I say, sir, this meat is not kosher. I believe this meat is not kosher. Even if, you know, other people might say it's kosher, I can't eat it. It's a sugi in Ksubis. Pesach Pasur Batzasi. I think my wife is usur to me. Right? So then, even if Eidim might say otherwise, there's a concept called Shavya Nafshe. So the question that is asked by the Achronim, the Ksos, quotes this Chakira in Simin Lamed Daled is, how does that work, Shavya Anafshe? When I accept something upon myself, a chumra, so to speak, does that work as what we call a neder? It's a neder. It's like I promise. It's like I could say something is usher to me. So that's how Shavya Anafshe works. Or do I say no? It is ne'emanus. I am believed regarding myself. I'm one aid, witness to other people. But regarding myself, the Torah gives me ne'emanus. That's the principle, the Daraisa principle, of Shavya Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. That's the Ksosis Chakira in Simala Medalin. Ha da Adam ne'eman al atzmo. Hainu mishum de Gzeras HaKasiv. She Adam ne'eman al atzmo. Bechol apsul and she yeshbo. That's number one. Do I say that there's what we call ne'emanus? Or, he says, quoting the Maharit, he says, no. Zet mitoras neder. Right, or the Maharit at least quotes this and rejects it. Is it a neder? What does the Noda Behuda say? Noda Behuda says, isn't there a Shavya Nafshi? Or Yeshua says, today's Yom Kippur. Today's Yom Kippur! I can't carry today! So says the Noda Behuda, it must be, how does this work out, that if it's betoras ne'emanus, it's I believe, so the answer is, by Kiddush HaChodesh, no, your ma'am in the Bezon HaGadol. Even if they're wrong, their ne'emanus beats yours! Because even if you know logically and astrologically and astronomically that they're wrong, it doesn't matter. So their nemanis beats yours. If it's a nether, it's a little more difficult. Because what? Well, he wasn't matur nether here. Don't have any evidence of that. If it's bataras nether. See, the Noda Behuda thinks that this story fits in better to the nemanis approach. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tanya, Amar Lamer Megamli Lechachamim. This is going back on the first machlokas. Oh, remember what was the first machlokas? First issue, Edom saw it in the east in the morning and the west at night. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, no, it can't be. So Rabbi Gamliel is explaining that. Rabbi Gamliel says, Tzadak HaChavim, Kach Mekubal Nimi Beis Avi Abba. I have a Mesorah. Pa'amim Sheba Barucha, Pa'amim Sheba Beksara. Sometimes it takes a long time, sometimes it takes a short time. That's the line. This is the line why Rashi likes the second shot, not the first shot. Right, what was Rashi's second shot in the Mishnah? It's the same new moon. On the one side of the sky, then the other side of the sky. So Rashi says, that's what this line fits. Sometimes it takes a long time, sometimes a short time. Right, there are various factors. Times of year, the chulu. Rashi does not know how this line would fit into the first shot. That it was the old one and then the new one. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time in the Bay Rebbe. How do you know what's the reason for Bay Rebbe, which is based on Rabbi Gamliel? That sometimes it's long, sometimes it's short. So you might have said, well, it's a fact of nature. But as the Gemara many times does, we try to look in Tanakh, Psukim, to back it up. Dechsiv. We say in Baruch Hinashi, Asa Yareach Lamoadim, Shemesh Yada Mivo'o. So the sun knows its orbits. But contrast that to the first part of the Pasuk. The Yareach knows Moadim, doesn't say Mivo'o. Shemesh Hud Yada Mivo'o, Yareach Lo Yada Mivo'o. The moon sometimes could switch. The orbit is not always exactly the same. The sun is more Kavua. Rabbi Chia Chazi L'Sierra, Davi Koi B'Tzafra, De Esther Matisha. Rabbi Chia saw the moon one time in the morning of the 29th. Shakal Kala Patak Bay. He started screaming at the moon. Omar, Lo Urta Beina Le Kedushe Bach. Vat Kayemes Hacha Zilichzi. What are you doing out, Mr. Moon? Right, we have to Mekadesh you tonight. We want to sanctify the new moon tonight, which will be day 30. Go cover yourself. Because Rashi explains, because if you're staying out a little longer, we have the Gemara earlier that you can't split up a halachic day. If you're going to be visible tonight, then we can't, that tonight's out, tomorrow's out. Amar Lei Rebbe Le Rebbe Chia. This is the same story. Rebbe says to Rebbe Chia, Zil Le Eintav Vekadshe Liarcha. Go, this is the following day, go to Eintav and be Mekadesh the Yom there. Vishalach Le Simana and send them a Simin. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. What's going on here? Why did he tell him to go to Ein Tov? So Rashi says, two pshatim. Number one, Rashi says that Do'eik Haya Shalo Yeranu Lo B'nei Yiro, exactly what his worry was. He saw the moon in the morning. People are going to think, what? We just saw the old moon. How could it be the new month already? So just go to a place where they haven't seen the moon. Go to Ein Tov, someplace. Or, right, there Rashi quotes his teachers, Umorai Piresh, that they made a gzeirah. Made a gzeirah in the place where they were, not to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and therefore he had to go there. Tosis quotes from elsewhere that this was a Makom Beis Vad, that's where they always did Kiddush HaChodesh. Either way, he told him to go there and be Mekadesh, and give them the simen, Dovin Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. What is that doing here? So, according to Rashi's second shot, it fits in. If it was a time when they made a decree, they needed some kind of secret password that, you know, this is the Kiddush HaChodesh, and it fits into that. According to the others, it's a little more difficult, but the message being that the moon is compared to Am Yisrael, or Am Yisrael is compared to the moon. Just like the moon waxes and wanes, so do Am Yisrael. And David HaMelech, the symbol of Am Yisrael, waxes and wanes. And of course, this Gemara is the source for why we say this Pasuk in Kiddush Levana. Right, quoting Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Tavchavav, V'rokei shalosh pamim kenegdav, Omer kishem shani rokei, this is the Ramah, V'omer tipol alei, all those psukim are in the Ramah. We think, oh, I'll just say the bracha. They're all in the Ramah. Tipo alayam ulam afreya ko'evin yidmu. Right? It's a trivia question. The only time we say a pasuk, and then we say it backwards. V'yom alachaveru shalosh pamim shalom alecha u'meishiv havi kishoel v'noagin lomar David melech Yisrael chai v'kayam. Why? Shemalchuso nimshal lilavana. David's malchus is compared to the moon. V'asid lehischadesh kemosa. And in Vasid, just like the moon will be filled in, so too will David's Malchus. Ukneses Yisrael tachzor lehistabek beba'ala. Shehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Ramah talking. Dugmas halavana mischadeshes emachama. Shenemar shemesh umagein Hashem. V'lachain. Because Kiddush Levana is such a happy time. We're remembering we're going to be renewed. And David HaMelech. Lachain osin smachos v'rikudim b'kiddush HaKadosh Dugmas Sibchas Tisu. And that's why the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, everywhere, and the minhag of Chasidim in Chutz La'aretz is to dance. To dance. It's a Ramah. It's a Ramah to dance at Kiddush Levana. Who's he quoting? I don't know how many times he quotes this person. In Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayeshev. Right? Talking to, that's what the Ramah is quoting. But again, that's the minhag. David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. That's where it comes up. Right. Tana Rabbanan, we're right in the middle. Pamachas, Tiskashu, Shamayim, Ba'avim. There were a lot of clouds. Vinir'ez, Demus, Levana, Be'eser, Metisha, Lachodesh. Right, they saw something that looked like the moon on the 29th, which is impossible to make that day Rosh Chodesh. The 29th is not happening. It's either day 30 or day 1. Kisvurim, Ha'am, Lomar, Rosh Chodesh. Ubikshu, Bez, and Lakacho. They were going to make that day Rosh Chodesh. Armel, Hamer, Begum, Lihel. No, it can't be. Kach, Makubani, Be'ez, Avia, Abba. I have a Misora. The time period from one molid to another molid is no less than Pchusa Mei Esther Metisha Yom Umechsa V'Shtei Shlishi Shah V'Ayin Gimel Chalakim. Not less than 29 days, 29 and a half days, 2/3 of an hour, and 73 Chalakim. And therefore, this is too early. So you must see clouds. V'Oso Hayom Mesa Imo Shel Ben Zaza. On that day, Ben Zaza, an unknown Tana, his mother died. V'espid Rabbi Gamliel hespid gadol. Rabbi Gamliel gave a bomb long hespid for her. Lo mipnei shiruyah lakach, not because she was such a famous, and she might have been a wonderful woman, but she didn't need a 4-hour hespid by Rabbi Gamliel. Ella kedei sheyedo amshlo kitchu bezer Rosh Chodesh. He wanted everybody to realize today is not Rosh Chodesh, and therefore I'm giving hespedim. Why? Because on Rosh Chodesh there are no hespedim. So therefore, Gamliel went out of his way to give an extra long hesped to make sure that people realize. For some reason, Rashi here says, if you read the Gemara, you say, okay, there's no hespedim on Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says, last couple of skinny lines, she'ein maspidin b'yom tov. Rashi says we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Rosh Hashanah is mayor. Why'd Rashi have to say that? Every Rosh Chodesh is also a hesped of a tainus. Right, why does Rashi have to say that? We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Right, every Rosh Chodesh, Tzarchin, he doesn't answer it. Just ask that as the question, why Rashi has to say that suggestion, while the Gemara did, or not forced in the Gemara to say that. Rashi says, I'll read it to you, Rashi says, Mashmet the Farshayi B'Tishrei, V'li Niret, Ma Dachu, V'li La'ayim, Ma Dachu L'zeh, V'l Gam Rosh Chodesh D'Alma Asa V'Hespet, V'chein Mashmet Milashon Kisvern Amo Ma Rosh Chodesh, V'lo Amar Rosh Hashanah. Okay, doesn't answer the question. Weiter. Says the Rashi holds that Rosh Chodesh is not Asur Behesped of Atinus. Sounds like it, or he just says that must be the story, because this is in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, following the other stories. Halach, Vayter. Halach, Rabbi Akiva, Mazar, Rabbi Akiva, Meitzar. So Rabbi Akiva found him sad. Ibai Lahu, Mi Meitzar. Who was sad? Rabbi Akiva Meitzar or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzar? Who was the one that was sad? We already explained it, but the Gemara asks, Tashma, the Tanya, Halach, Rabbi Akiva, Umatzo, the Rabbi Yeshua, Kshu Meitzar. Rabbi Yeshua was the one that was upset. Amarlo, Rabbi, Mipnei Ma Ata Meitzar. Why? Amarlo, Akiva, Eini Roi Lo Shipol, Mita, Yudves Chodesh, Val Yigzar, Alav Gzei Razu, I'd rather be sick for a year. I'd rather go and fall into my bed. Isn't that better? Not to have to do this on Yom Kippur, to walk, to carry my money belt? Omalo Rebbe Tarsheni Lomar Lefanecha Davar Echad Shalimatani. Let me tell you something that you taught me. Let me tell you something. Amar lo amar. Okay. Amar lo harei yu amer. Atem, atem, atem. Three times. Gimel pamim. Here it is. Atem afilu shogegin. Atem afilu mezidin. Atem afilu mutin. Special din of Kiddush HaChodesh, even if they are shogeg, meaning they think that they're telling the truth, but they're really not. Mezidin, they know that they're not telling the truth. Or, as we had earlier in the Masechta, the Davka told them to wait, to delay, to this, to that. Right? Atem afilu mutin. Or even if they were specifically misled. Mut'in. So all of them, it still works. It's not like any other area of halacha. Dine maminis, right? Dine knosis. If he made a mistake, we don't believe in infallibility of the dayan. If he makes a mistake, he makes a mistake. Special din by Kiddush HaChodesh, even if they're mistaken. Could it be, why is that? Hashkafeli, because this is the first mitzvah. Hashem says, it's yours. It's yours no matter what. HaChodesh is Elohim. Right? Or, just practically, it would be an impossibility. If you find out 6 days later that Beza made a mistake, what? All the Rosh Hashanah is going to... It's impossible. It has to be a built-in guard, that this is it, no matter what. B'loshon hazeh amar lo, Akiva nichamtani, nichamtani. Oh, like the Gemara ends off in Makkos also. Akiva, you have comforted me. You have comforted me. Okay. B'lo eitzel... Rebbe Dosa ben Herkenes v'chulu, Tan Rabbanan, Lama lo nisparshu shmosen shel zakenim alalu, right, like the Tosefta here expands on what it says in the Mishnah. Why are the names of the 70 elders revealed? Shelo yomar adam ploni kemoshe v'aron. Is this guy like Moshe and Aaron? Ploni kenadav avinu, ploni kelder umedad. Right, no, so we don't say the rest of them, because ploni is like ploni. V'omer v'yomer Shmuel el ha'am. And Shmuel, when he's talking to the people, he says, Hashem, remember Shmuel gets very upset, they ask for a king. And Shmuel's like, doesn't say what about me, but he's like, you've had many leaders. Shmuel Elam Hashem Asher Asa Es Moshe Ve Es Aaron. Va Omer Vayishlach Hashem. And Hashem sent to you, Klal Yisrael, Es Yerubaal Ve Es Bidon. Ve Es Yiftach Ve Es Shmuel Yerubaal Ze Gidon. It's one of the great shoftim. V'lama nekra Shmuel Yerubaal, she'asa mariva im ha'baal. He fought the Baal. Bidon, ze Shimshon. V'lama nekra Shmuel Bidon, to'asi midon, he comes from Don. Yiftach, k'mashma'o. Yiftach plays himself. K'mashma'o. And va'omer, and what you see, meaning what is Shmuel doing? He's putting in the same pasuk, Shimshon, and Yiftach, and Shmuel, right? And what did I forget? Gidon. Va'omer, and the pasuk we say Friday night, Moshe va'aharon b'kohanav, u'shmuel b'karishimo. If Shmuel is compared in the other pasuk to Yiftach and Gidon and Shimshon, and here in this pasuk is compared to Moshe and Aaron, shakal ha'kasev shlosha kali olam k'shlosha chamurei olam. Three of the greatest leaders are compared to three of the less great leaders. Lomar lacha, Yerubaal b'doro k'moshe b'doro, Bidon b'doro k'aron b'doro. Comparing Shimshon and Aaron. You wouldn't think those two go together. But yeah, in terms of leadership. Yiftach bedoro kishmuel bedoro. Lula metcha, shafilu kal, shebekalin, v'nisman apanas ala tzibor. Even somebody who's not the greatest, but once he is appointed a leader on Klal Yisrael, harehu ka'abir, a spiritual leader. Harehu ka'abir sheba'abirim. He's like the strongest of the strong. Meaning we have to get proper kavod. Again, as long as they are acting properly, like they're acting about Malachi Hashem Tzavakos. The Omer, and it also says, this Rashi quotes, in Shoftim, Uvasa el ha-kohanim ha-leviim, v'yala shofet ha-sheyiyah v'yamem ha-heim. Go to the shofet in your day. V'chisal al-daitacha, sh'adam holecheitz al-adayin shalo haya v'yamav. Well, can you go to a dayan that's not in your day? Ha-ein l'cha le-lech el-eitz al-shofet she-b'yamav. No, it's a lechachila. It's not a b'di-eved. It's a shofet she-b'yamav. Like the Rav Moshe Feinstein once said. He says, you know, if somebody said, how could I paskin, how could I be a posek, you know, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. Rav Moshe says, what do you think I think about? You think when I write a tshuva, I'm like, if Rabbi Akiva Eiger was here, I would like, know nothing. He's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. You know, how could I even fathom, you know, even opening up my mouth? And even in our generation, we've had poskei ador. They say the story of one time our salvation was giving a shir. The one time he went to Eretz Yisrael, he was giving a shir, and he needed a Rosh Ben Yevamos. And they were missing that. They couldn't find that volume. Finally, they found the volume, and he gets it, and he wanted to be Madaik in the Lashon. And that page was ripped out. It's like, oh, that page was ripped out. What could I do? And there was a boy in the audience who said, what paragraph do you need? Which one? Which Dibur HaMashchil? And said, oh, he says in the Dibur HaMashchil. And he quotes in the whole thing. Goes in the whole thing. Ravad Yosef. Ravad Yosef, so, you know, we have, the Rosh was in Yevamos. You need that page? Okay, I'll tell you. It's like, oh, who am I? I'm going to say a word? So the answer is Yiftach Bedorah, Kishmul Bedorah. Right? Everybody does who they need on their own. On their own level. Eilecha leilecha leitzel shofet shebiyama. The Omer, finally, al tomar ma'ahaya shehayim hayamim harishonim hayutovim me'ele. Don't say that. You can't say that. That's not a proper attitude. Right? This is part of the sugya of niskatnu hadoros. Do we believe? In a certain sense, yes. There is a concept. There are chazals about niskatnu hadoros. If they were malachim, we're like people. If they were people, we were chamorim. But there are other Gemaras that seem to say we have to have confidence and we have to hold ourselves as we are the carriers of the torch of this generation, and we have to look at our own leaders. There is an unbelievable gra on that pasuk in Tehillim on Moshe v'Aharon b'Kohanavu Shemuel b'Kari Shemo. The gra asks, based on Chazal, this pasuk that we quoted on the bottom of the previous Amud, Shmuel's talking to Am Yisrael, and Shmuel says, and you know what? Hashem sent you this and this, Gidon and Shimshon and Shmuel and Yiftach. And Shmuel? Why did he say, and me? What do you mean, and Shmuel? He's talking. Just say, and me. He doesn't say that. Why doesn't he say that? Explains the Gra. What was the level of Moshe Rabbeinu? Shechina medaberes mitov grono. The Shechina always spoke through the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was his level. Aaron HaKohen had that sometimes too. Right, when he wore the Urim and Tumim. Aaron HaKohen, but Isha Shimesh Bekahuna, Haya Shem Yotzei Mitoch Piv. Like Chazal say, Shem HaMeforesh Yotzei, She Yatzah Me'atzmo. Shmuel reached that level? Shmuel generally wasn't Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono, except right here. When he's giving this Moshe to Klal Yisrael. When he's as if he's talking, Hashem is talking through him. That's why he says Shmuel. That's why he doesn't say me, because it's the Shechina talking through Shmuel. Says, so what do we have in our pasuk? Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanav. Moshe always. Aaron b'Kohanav. When Aaron is acting as the Kohen, then he was like Moshe. Ushmuel b'Karei Shemo. When Shmuel called his own name, at that moment, he was like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the, says the Gra, he says that that's the pasuk that we say every Friday night. Right? That's what he says for Shmuel, when he quotes the other pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. Don't tell Machlo, Mosabi Yadot, Tanar Rabbanan. Kiven Shero, so once Gamliel saw him, Oman Mikis Ovenashko Al Rosho. He gets up and he gets him on his head. Amar Lo, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Vitalmidai. Welcome, my Rebbe, my student. Rebbe Shalimatani Torah Barabim. Rebbe, that you've taught me Torah. Vitalmidai Shani Gozer Alecha Gzera. I decreed something on you. Viatam Makaima Katam. And you're Makayim it. Ashrei Ador, Shagadolim Nishmal Lakatanim. Praise is the door that the great ones, meaning you, listen to me. You listen to me, says the Marsha. So why did he listen if he was greater? He was still the Nasi. He was still the Nasi, even though Rabbi Kiva might have been greater in a certain sense. Kal v'chomer, in our generation, if the Gedolim listen to the Ketanim, Kal v'chomer, Ketanim, l'Gedolim, surely the Ketanim will listen to the Gedolim. Says the Gemara, Kal v'chomer, chiyuvahu. What do you mean Kal v'chomer? They have to, if they're Ketanim. Ela mitoch shagdolim nishmaim l'ketanim nosen ketanim kavachomer la'atzman. No, it just means that it'll be easier for them. They'll say, "Wow, if the great ones listen to the small ones, then for sure, vice versa." Okay, adolach im edan makirin. Now we have one more mishnah left to the discussion of bezdin, and then we get into shofar. Right, for the next, there's the second half of the Masechta. But first, this parak, interesting, this parak starts off with this Mishnah. You would have thought it belongs in the previous parak. But Rabbi Yehuda Nasi thought otherwise. Ra'u Bezdin, they call Yisrael. Let's say Bezdin and the entire Jewish people. The Ritva says this is an exaggeration. It's a guzma. Just means a large group. Right? Bezdin and all the Jews saw the moon. Nechkra Ha'idim. And they saw the moon on, let's say, it was coming out a certain day, and by the time they do drisha v'chakira, the cross-examination, they couldn't say mekudash, the Rosh Bezdin, couldn't say mekudash until it got dark, harezim ubar, it's too late. Even though they all saw it. Even though they all saw it, it's too late. By the way, implicitly, what's ma'akev to say before sunset? Everybody has to say Mekudash, Mekudash? No. What's Ma'akiv is only the first Mekudash by the Av Bezdin. That's what it says in the Gemara. V'lo speak of Omar Mekudash once. Achach HaShecha. That's what the Turi Evan says here. That's all that's Ma'akiv. Just the first Mekudash. Harei Zeh Me'ubar. It is me'ubar. Not case one. Ra'u bezdin bilvad, if only bezdin saw it, yamdu shnayim v'ya'idu bifnehem. Two of the bezdin will act as witnesses and testify in front of the rest of them. V'yomru mekudesh mekudesh. And they will answer mekudesh mekudesh. Case two. Case three. Ra'uhu shlosha v'hein bezdin. What if three of the members saw it? And they are bezdin yamdu ashnayim. And again, remember we discussed back earlier in the Masechta which bezdin is allowed to kiddush hachodesh. The Rambam says smuchin zanedra gadol eretz yisrael. And the Ramban, if you remember, has more flexibility. So three people see it. Vehein bezdin yamdu ashnayim v'yoshivu mechavireyem eitzel ayachid. Two of them act as witnesses. They get other people to join their friend. V'yaidu b'fneim v'yomer mekudesh mekudesh. Why? Shein ayachid nemana de'atzmo. One person is not enough. One person is not enough. Let's just do the first section here. Lamali lamisna ra'u bezdin v'chal Yisrael. What's the chiddush of case number one? Meaning, everybody saw it. Yisrael. Saka l'adachamina. Holver u bezdin v'chal Yisrael. It farsamala v'lo lebrua. You might think it's so known, so do it from the first day, even though you didn't finish the process. Kamash malon, you don't say that. Kamash malon, you have to go through the process. Period. V'kiva t'tanale ra'u bezdin v'chal Yisrael. Nechgru ha'edim lamali. Okay, fine. You have to go through the process, but you have to go through the cross-examination? They all saw it. So Gemara says, hachikama, you're right. It's two cases. Put in an inami. Inami, nechgro ha'idim lo speak alomar mekudesh ha'shechashecha, harese me'ubar. If everybody saw it, and maybe it sounds like you could skip the cross-examination there. Or a case where the cross-examination doesn't finish in time, it's me'ubar. Last line, v'kiva detana acha ha'shecha, harese me'ubar. Once you have case one, lamali lemisne chakiras ha'edim klal, what do you have to have? That lash of chakiras ha'edim klal. Meaning, if everybody saw it works, and even if you don't finish the process, you have to be ma'aber, so surely if you don't finish the chakira, you have to be ma'aber. So itzrich, sa'ka da'idachamina, tehevi chakiras ha'edim k'tchilas din. Now you might say, cross-examination is the beginning of the process. Umekudesh mekudesh kegemardin, and declaring a mekudesh is like the gemardin. V'liktashi b'layla, and say it's mekudesh that night. Midi dahavi adini mamonis, just like we have in dini mamonis monetary cases. Titznan the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, dini mamonis done in bayom v'gomer b'layla. You could start by day and finish at night. So achanami mekachin b'layla. Kamash malon, we don't say that. We don't say that. Ve'im achanami, why not? Amarkra ki chok liYisrael hu mishpat lelokei Yaakov. Right, and we said earlier it's referring to Kiddush HaChodesh. Amos have a chok bigmar din. When is there a chok? That's at the gemar din. That's when they declare it. The kakari leRachman mishpat, and it's called mishpat also in the pasuk. And ma mishpat bayom af hachanami bayom. So it can't be done at night. It's not tchila and sof. We'll talk more about this tomorrow about tchila and sof and a couple of chashugei chemeds. And tomorrow we get into it. What do you like to use for Rosh Hashanah? Enka teger nasa sanegar, kilifnim dami, shapes of shofaro, shofar es tefillah. Tomorrow starts the second half of this Masechta.